Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Oracle Divination Network. You have your hostess here, Omika 7 and Tribe, bringing you a new feature. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani to those new friends and saying what's up to my new friends. If you're not a follower, you ought to go down below and follow the leader and become a follower, not just a friend, but a follower. You can also go on my YouTube channel and subscribe to my channel. Be a subscriber and leave a comment. If you've watched the videotape that you have questions about, please do. Okay, we are back. And on the line, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for that. Just a little technical difficulty. I am your Omi, and I am here to serve you, and I'm here to bring you the news. As I indicated, this is National Women's Month, and because of this holiday that we acknowledge our women, we're acknowledging our African-American women by looking at their credibility and helping them to reestablish themselves as a business. Now, ladies and gentlemen, some of you might have started your business but need a cosmetic facelift. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the air. Thank you so much for joining me. I would like for you to be patient with us. We're having a little technical difficulty, but we are going to have everything up and running shortly, and we are going to bring you in. Hold tight. All right, we're back on the air. Thanks to Blog Talk for getting us back on. I had to dial into another number. Hopefully Blog Talk will get their numbers, Skypes together so that we can use those services because they're definitely necessary. Once again, we are talking about the entrepreneurism for National Women's Day, and we're talking about the artists who are making it in business. How are they able to make it in business, and what have they laid down different in their life than some other women have done? And we want to talk about those artists who are spoken word artists, who are poets, who are also songstress and writers. How are they managing their business these days, and what are some of the things that they're doing? Now, I can speak to that occasion. I am an artist. I am a gospel singer. And I have been a gospel singer for many, many years, and I know that now I'm on sabbatical, but there is reason for me to venture on this topic because I'm interested in reestablishing myself back in the industry, solo artistry. Now, I do know the benefit of having a manager There's a number of people that like to go at this alone and become a solo artist. They're so solo that they don't even have a manager. But you must have a manager to establish yourself, or you must have someone that is act as an administrator to help you to set up your gigs. You can contract out with some place such as Salad Gig to see if they can find you some legitimate gigs in your venue and have them to manage those gigs, and you send out the quotes to them to tell them what your fees are. Now, sometimes I wonder if these are legitimate prospects and if they're real. Sometimes they can be filling you out to find out what your quotes are, what are you charging for your business. And they don't have to be real people, but that's for you to find out. But nevertheless, there are services out there that actually will take your membership. You can have a free membership, or you can actually purchase a membership. And if you get more serious about your work, I would suggest you purchase the membership. Then you know you got legitimate gigs, people that are real, people that really are not trying to get in your business, but they really want you to come out and to serenade their affair and perform your music. Now, as a gospel singer, I started out being a gospel singer, and I also do some secular music, but I'm also a poet because I do a lot of writing, and my poetry is in demand, and they request that I come out and do poetry and spoken word and sometimes to lecture. All of that gives me a venue. However, sometimes you have to put everything on hold until you get that manager in place and get everything in perspective. But nevertheless, there are agencies out there like Salad Gig that can help you to land some prospects. But you have to make sure that they're legitimate. And you have to also build up a profile. You have to create a profile of yourself with your background information, what it is that you do, what is your brand, your venue, and submit some videotapes of you performing or singing or speaking. And present these as examples that you can send off in an attachment to your potential venue requestees. And literally have a spot where all your work is at, and you can have many other spots such as on stage. You can set up an on stage venue there so that your work is being shown and you can develop a fan base. Also, you can go on Voice 123 if you're a voiceover solo artist where you use your voice to speak, and you can set up some samples of your reading and your voice, and then clients can see what it is you offer, and they can determine if they would like to hire you. But a solo artist doesn't have to go at it alone. They must have a crew, a posse, at least one or two people to aid and assist them, because it's a very lonely atmosphere out there when you're trying to go at it alone. You have to have a marketing strategist, and you have to have somebody marketing your work and your image, creating a brand for you. So you don't want to do all that on your own, but you definitely got to go out and take some recent photographs and submit your photographs so that people can see your images and see what you look like and see if you photograph well. But it's not all in your photographs, but you got to have a complete package. Your photographs are just one of the things that you need. You have to be able to perform. If you say you're a solo artist and you sing, you have to have perfected your craft so that you can go out and create a demo and have a demo of you performing and you singing. And this could also be done on CD tapes. You can have a demo on CD tape, or you can have a video demo. Now, preferably both of them. Now, it's very important to understand that with your crew, you set up your structure like a business, making sure that you have your operating fees that you need. If you have to go in the studio to record, make sure you include your operating fees for the cost of recording. And it might be cost effective to even look at setting up your own shop or your own recording studio in your home, so that you can cut down on costs, and then you can write that room off, and that can be a part of your business where you can actually use that as a write-off. But it's very necessary that you have a space where you can create. Remember, we're artists, and we have to have a space where we can think clearly and be able to create. If you're a writer, you need to be near a computer or a typewriter so you can jot down things and write and have space where you set aside and in your home so that you are producing. You're continuing to create your craft. And when the time comes, your manager can look at booking you for venues. And don't forget that digital artistry is allowing you to present as in the home now. You can actually present from your home, create a stage in your garage or a stage in a part of your home, producing your music. And if you have everything that's necessary, like your speakers and your microphone, to even perform right from your home into the comfort of someone else's home that may sponsor you and that may be willing to bring people to their home to watch you in a venue over the streaming videos so they can see you perform on the video, on the streaming computer. So those are brand new tactics that they're using. So you don't even have to leave away from home. You can do your tours right in the comfort of your living room. But some people like to show up, and they show out too. So when they get to these venues, they travel. So there has to be arrangements made for your housing accommodation, your food, and your press release, because while you're at that particular show, you're going to probably be asked to do a couple of interviews, which they usually pay you for if you are popular and in demand. But you have to have all this set up ahead of time. It's not something that you just walk up on and decide to do at the last minute. It has to all be pre-planned. So planning is the key. Say that. Planning is the key. And you have to have everything prior, orchestrated, laid out, and any bugs that you might have, you need to work those out ahead of time and don't wait to the last minute. When you get to your venue, now you discover that you don't have the equipment you need to set up on stage. And if you are not transporting your equipment, then you call and you have to make sure that they have the necessary equipment that you need in order to go on stage. You don't want any speakers to go out or you get on stage and your backup music is not working or you don't have your band and your crew. All these things must be done by an administrator and a manager to free you up so you can work on your venue and your craft, and that is singing and performing or doing spoken word. Now, let me say another thing about spoken word artistry. It is becoming a big, big venue, and a lot of after-hours clubs invite various teams of people in to do their erotic spoken word or to do their impromptu. And I don't know what the money is these days and how people are faring. But as you can see, some of these poets are moving up the ladder, such as Maya Angelou. She was a spoken word artist and a poet. And with her books being published, she was a notary publisher who actually read one of her poems for the president's inauguration. So I think poetry is just as important. And I continue to write poetry. And I would like to write songs, and hopefully I'll get more into writing those songs, and create a website. You must have a website created, and that website will exemplify all the things that you do. It will tell a little bit about your bios, tell about your concerts, your scheduling of your concerts. I'll also give the venues where they're at. You can sell tickets on your website for your next event. And you can also portray your event through a streaming video that will allow you to perform for your fans right on your website. And don't forget, you need to have your image page with all your pictures that are showing up. And nowadays, most websites are developing membership. They have the basic plan that's free that will allow you to travel around in limited areas on the site. But then they have a membership that is for a fraction of the cost, something like maybe $3 to $9 for membership, and each one of them being a different level, like a VIP membership a VIP Plus membership, an executive VIP membership, and cut it off at $9 so that you're not overcharging these people monthly and you lose their membership. They can stay on. They can have that free membership, and then the first 30 days they can have the paid membership, and after that they begin to pay. But on your site, you must have things that they can benefit from. You must have downloads that they can download for free, and those downloads, they can actually own those downloads when they download those cuts for free. And if you're going to have the album, usually you charge for the full-blown album. And most of you poets have created albums, and you have books to go with your actual CD. So you can show your books right there from your performance. And then if you have a live venue where you perform live on stage, you can also sell those videos at the live venues as well. I don't know how much money and gross income you can make from that, because I've not made poetry my full line of business, but it is a stream of income. It is an opportunity to go on stage and perform and be a candidate who's getting paid for their work. So anybody that is worth their weight in salt, they want to be paid for their work. So you set a cost and a price for your appearances and your public appearances when you're reciting poetry. And then you tell them what you're charging. And you set up your schedule so that you know when those prime dates are coming up or certain holidays, you want to be on that list. You want to be a part of that crew who are reciting their poetry. So I am busy trying to learn those things myself. Just as I'm telling you about those things, I'm learning myself. I have been a contracted gospel singer for many, many years, and a paid gospel singer while overseas in Germany under a lifetime contract as long as I stayed here. If I up and move, then I no longer have a lifetime contract with that agency. My proceeds and royalties will go on to Mother Teresa Foundation, and she's living large, I understand, these days with her people receiving our royalties. Now, let me also say that if you are venturing to be a songwriter, you might want to have a songwriter's class while you can enroll in that class too from your website, and you learn the procedures of writing the stanzas and chorus of a song. You learn all of those things so that you can take that poetry and convert it over to songwriting. Now, on your site, it becomes a moneymaker. Because if you have a website and it's not a moneymaker, then you're wasting your time. Make sure that you are going to recruit membership from your website. You're going to get paid for your streaming videos, for your streaming songs. You can also set up something where they can have a card, a membership. They can be a card membership carrying person that membership has perks on it. And depending on if it's a VIP, a VIP Plus, a VIP Executive, they will have certain benefits. And then also create yourself some money. Have your own money with your image on the money, like G-Money. And those members can earn money on a weekly and monthly basis, and they can turn that money over into making purchases from your store. Now, this is the other thing. You must have a store on your website because it's going to bring you in money from your paraphernalia. If you're selling T-shirts, hats, bags, jewelry with your logo on it, you're going to use this as your marketing ground for displaying your brand. So you want your branded image on these T-shirts. Like, for example, we have God's Gear Wear, which is the little G with the big head full of wisdom. And the whole talk is about paranormal. It's also about spiritual things. So we are imparting spiritualism into these people that become a part of our crew. And you must remember, you must be some kind of crew. So when they join membership, they're part of your crew. And you grant them membership in to look inside of your establishment. And that's what this membership is allowing them, to go and shop at your store, receive the discounts where there can be a promo card where they get discounts on their products that they buy from the store. And this G money, they can bank it. They have a bank set up where they can deposit this money and bank it, and at any time go back and withdraw those dollars out of the G money and use it to spend. In your store, of course, not in any other store outside of that. Please make sure you make that clear, because people think they can walk in there and take that G money to some store and have the currency move just like they would in your store. Now, you must have a niche for your store. Some people just have everything they're selling. I don't just sell everything. Our store is a specialty store, and it is the African apparel, meaning that we're going to focus in on addressing those things that you cannot get at a regular store that are from the motherland, things that people have already categorized in their catalog, and they are allowing us to be an affiliate to sell their things as an extended part of their store so that they make the purchase on our line, but it goes directly in to the original store's office, and they drop ship it. I literally am bringing the business to them, so I'll get a small percentage of whatever they sell or purchase. But it's very important that you make your store a specialty store. Just don't sell everything, because you want to narrow it down to a specialty store. And I've narrowed it down to African apparel, to things that are like fabric from Africa, jewelry from Africa, and go to those middlemen who normally are from Africa and they're feeding their family off this money, and they literally are paying you a percentage for getting them sales, but they're living off this money as their bread and butter. So they're depending on you to expose their products so that they can make money and be able to live. Now, you have a working website now. Make sure you go with a legitimate company where you have your own domain, because you don't want to have Wix being on your domain name, or you don't want Weebly on your domain name, and you don't own it. You don't have a right to make changes, and you don't own it. Make sure that you buy your domain name through, like, GoDaddy, because GoDaddy has a whole package for your domain name and for you to purchase a phone number. And remember, this is business on wheels. Your website is a business on wheels. You must have an address, a legitimate address that's not a post office number or address, and they can go to that address and send you things, and you can receive things, and you can send them things. Now, always be with your fans. Let them know that you have a fan group, and if they would like to join your fan group, go out to On Stage. You can set that up On Stage where you develop a fan group, and they can start listening to some of your downloads and your music there as well. But have it connected and linked to your website so they can you can get members from your On Stage to come over to your website to patronize you. Remember, this is a business. This is not just a social hour where you have people on your website doing nothing. They're there to trade experiences. You can have your artists, your poets come on there and register and get jobs from people who are looking to book a poet. So open yourself up. Don't be selfish. Make sure that you are opening it up to your members who are artists, who are poets, who are spoken word artists, so they can go to your website and they can hook up a gig and find employment and find contracts. That way you share the wealth with others. And they will be glad to come on your website because they know that they can come there when they're in need of a gig or need to perform and would like to make some extra money. So have that available for them to be have your website as a registry, have all the poets to register, have all of the spoken word artists to register. So they're giving you their email in exchange for this. So now you're building an email list for allowing them to have their names given out for those particular venues who are looking for performing artists. So you're doing a service now. You're opening up yourself as a service. Now, you must understand that this is a business you're running. This is not some plaything. You must run it like a business. and you must make sure that all of these things are in place before you open up your website as fully functioning. You can say that it's not fully functioning and you want to shut it down for a little bit until it's fully functioning. Okay. Hey, I didn't put enough water in there. Okay. I didn't put enough water in there. But you can temporarily put your website under construction and let them know that it's still under construction and you're working on it because you got to upload things for your store. You have to do a full description of the pictures in your store. Remember, people have to use their imagination, but you have to write a description of the book that you're marketing or the paraphernalia that you're marketing. You must have a full description of it at a price that's reasonable that they can make a purchase on. It takes a while to upload all of your featured pictures for your store. Now, remember, this is a full business. If you're a songwriter, you might even have a songwriter's deal where you're inviting songwriters to come in and you guys get together overwriting different standards and lines of the song. And that would invite some of those songwriters to come right there on your website and meet you guys at a certain hour and date and time. So you can have a lot going on. And you can also have those independent freelancers and that are poets and that are spoken word artists to come in and put their profile up, let them know that they're available to be contracted out, and give a full description of your profile of who you are so that they'll know a little bit about who they're marketing, who they're contracting out. This is a full way of running a business right online. So you must understand that your website becomes a streaming business for you and that it must collect money and it must deposit money. So you're going to have to set your website up where you're receiving money that go directly to PayPal. So you're going to have to present your PayPal number, your bank account, so that every dime that comes into this website gets lodged into some type of savings like PayPal. And there are others that are out there too. But you really want to be able to check your stats in the morning, see how many members you have had to sign up, and check the bottom line, how many paid members, and look at, you know, how many people have bought merchandise. And you can begin to see if this website is going to make money for you. If it's not operational where it's making money for you, then you must bring in a specialist to show you how to create a shopping basket so that they go shopping in your mall and they make purchases on a weekly basis so that you are seeing this store is actively making money and is not costing you a membership every month and you cannot break even. Sometimes you might not break even. You might make just enough over the premium amount that you pay every month and just a little excess when you first start. And nevertheless, it will grow. You have got to market it. You've got to do the same thing you would do with the business. You've got to send out flyers. You've got to send out express mail to all those friends and followers, letting them know about your new online website and your store and inviting them to an open house sale where you have promo codes of discounts of things that you want to put on sale. So you run it like a business. This is how artists do in order to make themselves a household name. Some of them even go as far as getting their own sitar. Now, let me show you something. I met a young lady that was from Gary, Indiana, who was the number one jazz singer. She did everything she could do in music, so she decided to get her own sitar. She was a household name. Everybody wanted to be next to her, and they wanted to know when her next interview was, and when she breathed or took inhale, exhale, they wanted to be there. So she knew that she could have her own show, just like Oprah Winfrey, and that many people would come to support her show. And she could have someone come in the luxury of her living room along with a few other characters and create her own satire on a regular basis and build that filming artistry up when she had enough film footage to go on television, and then it could be viewed on television. And every time it's viewed, she's paid. She makes the investment up front, and she lays down the foundation for those small Netflix. And then after it becomes a household name, then she sells it to somewhere like CBS on the television. And every time it's viewed, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And this is how she makes the money. And then she comes up with her own music that she's created. And it has a kick to it, and everyone likes that music. And they want to use that music in their feature film. So now they have to pay her to use that music in their feature film. She's sitting back, enjoying her freedom, her life of freedom, while she goes to the bank and look at her deposits go up. Music and film is the number one thing where you can pay yourself more than one royalty. You can get streams of income from producing outstanding music and instrumental music and film. Every time it's viewed, you're given. Every time it's filmed, you're given the opportunity to make money. And don't think that it's strange that some of these artists, you don't see them on TV all the time, because they are getting to the point where they know how to stream themselves and duplicate themselves in many directions, where they only have to be one place, but they multiply themselves through streams of income, whether it be having their own sitar, to streaming their own sitar in the home, to actually making a small film that is viewed on the Netflix to public television. And then that system begins to work its way and its own, and you, in the meantime, are producing more satires to add to that series. Now, playwright is something I'm interested in, and I landed a gig singing in a play called Mama, and I had one of the leading roles of singing as Mama, and it was tedious to film it. It was long and hard to rehearse it, and it seemed like we weren't going to ever get to the end. Make the satires and your episodes short so that you can finish that series and go on to the next series and the next and the next, so that you are not tying people up with where they're going to say, when are we going to get to the end? You're not. You're going to keep creating more series so that this can grow for you and create an income for you. So you are a bit of an entertainer, and you are a bit of a theatrical artist. So you don't just stop at orator, and you don't just stop at writing songs or doing videos, but you go into filmmaking as well. They all go together. And the sooner that I can teach someone about this, the easier it will be for their business. Now, I intend to talk to Ms. Joan Faulkner to find out how did she do this. She's now sitting back in her retirement and reaping the royalties off these films and these sitcoms. People are laughing with her, not at her, and enjoying her short films that she's created while she now reaches retirement age. This is your ace in the hole, where when you reach retirement age, you put those films out there and you let someone buy into the film who wants to show the film while you still have the last master ownership of the field of the film, and you are being paid every time they are viewed on the air, even your music. So your voice has been boilerplated, that every time they hear your voice on that play, they must pay you a royalty fee. Now, we have to get beyond just making music and get into film. We have to understand that we become a conglomerate, not just wearing T-shirts, but a movement. Just as I am an activist and I believe in having a movement, we have a tribal movement for establishing your indigenous heritage, your Aborigines indigenous heritage. And we are about the business of helping African Americans discover themselves here on Turtle Island. I don't mean going to Africa to find out what your roots are. We know you have roots here, and we know you can go to the health department here
and demand or ask if you can purchase your birth certificate, which will show you were born here. You cannot go to Africa anywhere, neither to their health department, and ask them to look up your mother's name to find her in the health records. It's not there. So does that mean you might have not ever lived in Africa? No, you never lived there. And it's questionable whether or not your mothers and your grandfathers lived there. So with all those questions, wouldn't it be easier to establish yourself right here on this green earth in Turtle Island? And if you have to go to Crocodile Island, go there too. But you know you left your knapsack here. You know you last picked cotton here. And you can document that by going to the Census Bureau or going to Mississippi where your mother lived and having them to pull her birth certificate. And if they went into the home to do a survey and she answered to the survey, there's even documentation about the Census Bureau. You can pull the Census Bureau to see when your grandmothers and grandfathers last worked the field and if they own their actual crops. Did they own their land? You can see all that. That is enough to get started with. So I'm an advocate for the indigenous people learning about how to subject themselves to understanding what their blood indigenous quantum is, what their blood quantum barrier is, to determine how much indigenous blood do they really have in them. And can you read that from the Census Bureau? And when they've done the census, does that show you what your DALS number is? And do you need a DALS number to prove that you're an indigenous people? These are things that I'm an activist in. So you know I'm going to have them all over my website and getting people involved in activism work so that they can discover their indigenous heritage and that they will know that they're inhabitant of this land and they're inheritance to that treaty that was broken. So when they finally do settle on that appeal, we will know that we're recipients of that appeal and there will be some monetary gains to be had to further your advancement in what you're doing. So it's very vital if you're a songwriter, gear your songwritings to that particular brand that you most have vested interest in. I love to hear Tracy Chapman sing because she has a vested interest in dealing with the folkloids and addressing the real issues that are surrounding our African-American community, the struggles that they go through. She works towards advocacy to reveal the setting of what is going on in the communities of African-Americans. And I'm a folklore singer. I sing those songs like I'm telling epical stories. And I know that it will fit well with my venue. So I will linger in more to using my songs for that matter. For example, the one song I wrote, I'm a Soldier. Didn't come here to put on your gear. I said I won't align myself with your soldiers in fear. I'm not just rapping, I'm real sincere. This time was reserved for those who could persevere. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you. Didn't come here to put on your gear, to line myself with your soldiers in fear. I'm not just rapping, I'm real sincere. This time was preserved for those who could persevere. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you. You got a real soldier. That's one song I'm working on. And it is actually stemming from a poem. And there's one patriotic song that I put together that I know can substitute for our national anthem. Oh, say, can you see? Is the Statue of Liberty, is she waving at me? Oh, say, can you see? Is the Statue of Liberty waving at me? You said education was the key, and that was all that we needed to be free. Oh, say, can you see? Is that Statue of Liberty? Is she waving her hands at me? That's another one that I'm working on. And these are patriotic songs and venues that have never been done, for revolutionary songs that will be put in the marches and the struggle songs, because they mean something to someone, and they are the songs that will carry us and strengthen us as we need endurance. And I think that all of the love songs have been sung and written, and all of the songs for inspiration have been written, but there are very few songs that are written for the struggle. And I think I've been called to that occasion. One of my relatives, who is Ella Jenkins, we met for the first time, and my sister's name, Ella Jenkins. So I knew she was kin to me. And we then began to break bread and have fellowship over the fact that we had the same idea. And whenever I used to hear that she was in town and was going to perform, I would hurry and get there and go sit up front. And when I told her that my family was the Jenkins and that my sister was Ella Jenkins, she immediately deemed that I was a relative of hers. And she brought me up front and gave me her CD. And her music is instrumental in the struggle. And you can hear it in the voice of everything that she sings. So I told her that it was my desire that we would be able to perform one day together. And I attempted to make it happen, but there were interceptors in a way that prevented those things from happening, where we didn't get a chance to go on stage together. But I do plan to play her music and to create the struggle music just like she's created in her folk music. It's very important to know what your calling is. And I can sing a lot of different songs, but people will say, well, Christian people don't sing outside secular songs. I said, but I'm not a Christian. God created all of the music, and I am instrumental in telling the story. I'm a storyteller. So if the song doesn't depict an epical story, then it does us no good, because we should be sending a message with our song. And as I explain this to you, we must understand that our gifts will make room for us. And if we are truly an artist, then we can perform without and with music. And that's why you hear me perform so many times a cappella without the music. Because what happens if we don't have the music and I'm on stage one day and the music goes out? The show still must go on. A true artist will still compensate and sing a cappella. But it's very important to know that you need freed up time so you can perfect your craft, your gift, your artistry. You don't need to be bombarded with the cumbersome details of the structure of the schedule, of your interviews, your press release, any of that. You just need to show up. I had a manager that took care of all of those things. I never knew what was going on in the backdrop. I just showed up and got on stage and performed and got paid. How lucky was I that I didn't have to do any managing, any orchestrating, any setting up a temporary, any of that. It was just done. And that's why I say you can make your life easier by hiring the best manager, administrator, / administrator that you can, because it'll make your life so much simpler, and you'll be able to enjoy the finer things of being an artist. Most of the time, when people see you in the street, they want to stop and ask for an autograph. That's how it was in Germany. I was giving autographs. I was passing out my photographs. I was having debuts at the club where I passed out demos and gave away things and waved my hand in the air like I was the queen. Because my name was in lights and my pictures were on billboards with the rest of the group. So we were celebrities. We had made it as long as we stayed in Germany. But when you come back to America, it's a whole different story. It's a whole different venue. It's a whole different struggle. And for those of you who have been in the profession for a while, you know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who have not, welcome to the journey, because it is a journey, and the first journey is one step that you take towards liberating yourself and making sure you have a message that you are sending to the world. Don't just sing any lyrics. Make sure you're sending out a message, and a message is going to grab that person and make and cause them to change or to do better or to regress and put it in gear. But our music is a platform where we get to speak into the lives of people all over the world to change things. So understand that when Nina Simone said everything will change, she meant that. So that is my battle cry. Everything will change. Even the birds will change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. Nothing and no one stays the same. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one and nothing stays the same. There are many things in life that you can be sure of. Just like rain falls from the clouds, and the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds will fly. Nothing stays the same. Nothing goes unchanged. The young become the old. A mystery does unfold. Nothing stays the same. There are many things in this life that you can be assured of. It's just like the sun lights up the sky, and the rain falls from the clouds, and hummingbirds will fly. Nothing stays the same. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same, and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life that you can be assured of. And that rain falls from the sky, the sun lights up the moon, and hummingbirds will fly. Nothing stays the same. Everything must change. Winter turns to spring, and the sun lights up the sky. As rain falls from the cloud, nothing goes unchanged. That's Nina Simone's song. Go out and listen to it. But once again, we're talking about establishing ourselves as artists. We're talking about establishing ourselves as entrepreneurs. This is Women's Month, and we are to know that we are to be doing greater things, because Jesus did say greater things that we would do, and that signs and wonders will follow those who believe. Now, let these signs and wonders be a mystery. Don't let it be a mystery to you, but let it be an open book that if you're an artist, your gifts will make room for you. You will draw that to you like a magnetism that you need. Just as I was drawn to the Jackson Singers one afternoon while I was going to register to teach a class. I hadn't even sung a song before I was asked to audition. I was drawn there. It was synchronicity. And because synchronicity brings you in the place that you should be, and that was bound to happen, whether it been there or somewhere else, it was going to be synchronicity where I was going to be signed up and given my first contract, a lifetime contract, that I didn't even struggle to ascertain. So things that are going to be in your path are going to happen for you, but you have to help your dream. You have to get out front of your dream, my sister always said. And faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith in the world, but you must work your faith. You must work your dream, and you must be out front at the right time. Synchronicity will set in, and you find yourself in the right place. You must understand that making sure that your chakra heart is in place and that you're loving and that you're always on the mode for forgiving, because forgiveness is for the recipient. You benefit from forgiveness. If you hold that in your heart against a person, you are the one that suffers. So you are the one that needs forgiveness, not the other person. You need to be able to free yourself of that energy that you're focusing in on harvesting anger against someone. And if you are a forgiving heart, God will always bring forgiving heart people into your life, and they will always be there to forgive you. What measure you meet somebody with, you'll be met with that measure. So it's very vital that you should stay spiritual in this game. You should go before your higher self to consult with your higher self to ask for direction. You're not in this game by yourself, and you must ask God to line up the necessary people to show you those people so that they will be ushered into your life to assist you, to free you up, to aid you, and to carry you further. Because you must remember, this is a communal thing. Music is a communal lifestyle. And those who keep themselves in the midst of a communal lifestyle will prosper. They will never phase out. Look at Shekha Khan. She comes all the way with I'm Every Woman. And isn't she every woman? She keeps reinventing herself into the music industry. And she has not died out with her venue. She keeps right on pressing on like the strong man keeps pressing on. And she keeps giving the people what they want. Giving them something they can feel. She keeps giving them something that they can feel. Like Aretha Franklin was my mentor, and she was the first person that I tried to sing her song. I figured if I can sing Aretha Franklin, all others would be a lot less of a challenge. So I practiced on her song. You told me that you really here. Oh, and tears. Now you're gone, and I will sing as I hear. You left me singing this song. You're leaving, oh, and they try to be stubborn and stubborn. Now you're gone, and I will sing as I hear. You left me singing a song. Don't go away from me. Why don't you please, oh, please, come on back home. And we will be together for eternity. But you told me that you were leaving me here, oh, in tears. And now you're gone and I will. Sing just like you. You left me singing a song. And then there was the Billie Holiday, who I love so much and practice on, and began to sing her song. And someday you'll come along, the man that I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man that I love. And then he'll look at me and say, I'll do my best to make him stay. Maybe he'll come one day, maybe today, maybe not. Still I know you'll come one day, maybe Tuesday, maybe not. Then in a little while, we'll give them that fortune. Tell me who would ever know, oh darling, why with you? Until then, I'll be good enough, the man that I love. I love. Oh, yes. We must find our venue, and we must find those that we actually adore their music, and we must perpetuate their music until we have perfected it. This music game is not to copy someone else, but it's to be genuine within our own venue. But finding the styles and the gifts from Anita Baker, pulling them together like Sarah Vaughan. But it on my mind constantly, in my heart is where you should be. I want you in my life for all time. Caught up in the magic of you, the feeling's always brand new when I feel the magic for you. And singing those songs and opening performances and going on stage. What does a business have to do to make it? It has to be a business, but you must perfect your craft. You must have skills and be able to perfect your craft and leave the business and administration up to your business manager so that you're not stressed out when you go on stage, and you can give them something that they can feel. It's very important that you understand that this is a business, but you must enjoy it every step of the way. You must play the part, and you must travel the venues and enjoy the scenery and smell the flowers along the way. You cannot be caught up into, is this going to work? Is that going to work? You must free yourself, or else you'll be like Billie Holiday. Leaning and depending on the crutch of drugs is not the way to go. You must free yourself so that you are wholesomely able to take that next breathe and you're not stuck on waiting to exhale. And you can stop worrying about the business because you've hired one of the best managers who's going to get you there and can take you there and can make the money and show you how to get into the various venues so that you're paid on a regular basis. And nobody is playing around with your hard-earned money because it takes plenty of energy and vocal skills to get on the stage. But it takes even more to run the business and to manage the business. So give your manager 2 thumbs up. If you got a good manager, he's worth his weight or her weight in gold. But you must keep the show going. And that means that he must have a venue for you to perform in on a regular basis. But you must keep your aesthetics up and keep yourself up, and your vocal cords must be conditioned, and you must be ready, like Jerry on the scene, when it's time to perform. And you don't have to take a smoke or a drink or sip some of this or taste some of that in order to get your conscious up there. You are your own person, and you must develop your own unique person, universal-wide, centering yourself in Christ, center yourself in spiritual things so that all things will work together for good, for you. And that no things will beset you without the Holy Spirit bringing it to you first. You will be informed at all times because you will tap into the Spirit and stay in the Spirit. So it's very vital that you have more than just a gift to sing. You must have a place to be centered and oneness with God. So you go to God those things that you can change, you ask God to give you the serenity to change those things. And those things you can't change, to give you the wisdom to know the difference of the things you can't change. But be there so you can cooperatively work with the Creator, your higher self, so that you and the Creator will work on one accord and get the job done, and you will have others to assist and aid you. Don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to accept help, because that is what makes a communal establishment. And you cannot build this business without support system. You must have other venues of support system. This is a communal establishment. Now, you want to build a business. You're not in business for yourself. You're in business for yourself and not by yourself. So you must pay the money that it takes to bring these people into your circle to do the work that you need to have done. Stop stretching yourself too thin. Stop spreading yourself too thin, because this business can go on for a lifetime. It can feed your family and other family members too. It can pour over into others' lives. It can be that income that your husband doesn't have. When I landed the job as a solo artist backup, I landed the job to substitute for my husband's income while he looked for a job. It substituted. It brought us in a second income. And you must understand that music is a field that can be so invigorating where you're having fun, so much fun along the way, that it doesn't even feel like work. But when you get bogged down in all the worry, then it's no longer fun anymore. And we want to keep this journey fun. And we want to make sure we're on a journey on one accord where we're enjoying ourselves. And music is a universal thing that permeates through all languages and reaches all languages. And the barrier of having a language you can't speak is no problem, because language is music is a universal language. It breaks through all barriers of language deficiency. That's why I was able to go to Germany and hold babies in my hand and sing gospel songs that they knew the words to, even though they only spoke German. So it's very vital that we understand that this becomes a lifestyle for us when we come into this music industry. It's not about just making dollars and cents, because sometimes when you don't have the right connection, your dollars no longer make sense. And some people don't know what to spend money on, and if you're not investing it back into your craft, your art, or your ability to advance those people out there who are less fortunate, then it doesn't make sense to you. The money, extra money you make, you got to have a reason for making that extra money, not to just blow you up more or to loan it out to your family members, but to build institutions. You must build institutions. Go on and look at building an institution where you're teaching classes, you're offering education, you're teaching them about business, you're structuring them into their craft and their profession. So you must know that you're going to spread yourself and a little bit wider and go a little bit deeper than just servicing yourself with this extra money. Now that you've earned this extra money, what institution are you planning on building, and what training materials are you putting out there so others can have the same opportunities that you've had? It's very vital that you understand you're operating business now, which has nothing to do with you getting rich, nothing whatsoever. And you have to know that, and you have to believe that. And you have to be up on things. Stay tuned. Now, we're going to have some problems with Blog Talk, because they're not releasing my music like they should, and that should be released. I don't know why they're not. It seems like when you get to talking on here, everything gets stuck. I don't know why. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are back now. And I want to say for the record that we have got to
realize that our lives in music will not go on forever. We have to leave a legacy. We have to structure ourselves so that our children can come and take over our establishment, because it is a business. And I want to structure mine well so that my children can take step one from when I was on stage performing to thousands of people, to when I was being serenaded by the fans, to signing autographs, to going into the back room with the red carpet to be able to sign autographs and do press release. It's very vital that you should tell your children what you once were, and tell them don't forget what you once were, because truly, if you were a star then, you're still a star. You've got to build up your business to another level where you're doing other things in the music. But now I'm turning over a lot of leaves in life of doing speaking engagement, lecturing. And you see me lecture all over the place. I am an international lecturer. And I also want to couple that with poetry, because I never want to leave my artistry to poetry. And so I am available to do my poems for my books. And as soon as I commit a lot of them to memory, I can read some of these epics and memorize them. But nevertheless, I am an international poet. I did perform overseas in Germany on stage for Mother's Day. And my Glassmasters that I produced in Germany are still there. Unfortunately, someone saw the need to take them. But we did reproduce them. I didn't become an instant star because I wrote poetry. I became an instant star because I was a great orator and a lecturer, and I was asked to speak on Dr. Martin Luther King's Day on behalf of the issues that are besetting African Americans now. Folk, and I made history. I hit the newspaper. I was interviewed by the press, and they wrote me up in the press and everything. So I became an instant international lecturer, and I was sought after to do other things like Kwanzaa celebration and speaking engagement. So I say I'm an orator and a poet. I would love to aspire to be a writer and to write songs, but right now I write poetry. And I'm looking at how I can convert some of my poetry to lyrics and songs. So in the meantime, I'll be a poet, a spoken word, or an artist. I enjoy poetry. I enjoy telling stories. I am an international storyteller because I do have my own collection of stories that I do. And I do a lot of Burr Rabbits and The People That Could Fly. So I am available for storytelling, adult storytelling for the African people in storytelling. But primarily I want to aspire to be an institution. As an educator, I want to leave back my institution for my children so they can go on living. And then I primarily want to help women in their strides or in their efforts to become entrepreneurs. I've had a beautiful life in being an entrepreneur on a part-time basis, always moonlighting, and it landed me a job in Germany overseas as a moonlighter, singing a backup for gospel singing, or singing as one of the group of Jackson singers. And I want to say that I do believe that that was ordained by God, and it wasn't intended to end just because I came back to the States. So I am busily trying to master my craft to get back in it. When you hear me sing, I'm doing that to keep my vocal cords together, not to show off, but to give myself a chance to feel confident to get back out there at my age. I've still been able to maintain my vocal cords as a singer, so I still can perform, and I want to perform. It's in my heart to perform. And I would like to share with you some of the great things that I've had opportunity to do. I've been able to take the name of the Jackson Singers and go in and do backups for weddings there in Germany, and to be able to sing all over and to sing the soup kitchens and donate our time. So I had a glorious life in the music industry, and I know you can too. If you've got to structure yourself, I didn't learn about having a venue, a store, and a website until someone took me aside and told me and showed me the benefit of it. I've been working on my own website myself, but what is not orderly put together is not perfected from a professional. It's from a novice, but it's from my heart. So I will then have someone who is a specialist go over it and perfect those areas that I'm weak in to fix them so that they work and they're workable. You want a workable website that works, and you want one that you can go in to purchase things and it downloads your items and it takes your credit card and your PayPal. So all those things are important to me, so I'm trying to get those perfected now. Now, in the meantime, I will say that I am open to take some venues to come in and do some songs. I do have my tracks for my gospel songs that I do. I just don't have any up-to-date secular tracks, and I'd like to get more into that so that I can do some performances on the sideline and have a venue. I suggest that you get a manager that structures you to have at least one venue or have at least one particular assignment schedule that you're going to, whether it be to speak to colleges, to speak to women, to go out and talk about entrepreneurism. Now, I have a platform. I have worked with women that were doing a cosmetic facelift of their business, and I was petitioned to go and get all of those near northwest suburbs women who had business in Elk Grove Village, Hanover Park, Hoffman Estate, and Schaumburg, and other nearby neighboring northwest areas who needed a facelift, a cosmetic facelift of lifting their business back up. And then the sister company in Chicago was going to come out. We did a big conference, and they connected us to the banks so that they can access the banks and that they can get the needed funds they need for their business, and they can get their business up and running again. Because a lot of us are sitting dormant. We're not working our business. We have our EIN number. We have our Dun & Bradstreet number. But we're not doing anything with it because we're not making the kind of money we think we should. Well, there are banks out there that are willing to lend you money. And you also have to establish the fact that you want to start looking at your Dun & Bradstreet number, because you have to build credibility, and you want that information recorded. But you have to have funds up front, I know, for working capital to start your businesses. So that is one of the things that we're going to be doing throughout the year. We hope to network with other organizations like the Madam C.J. Walker project that they're getting ready to do. We hope to network with them and be a part of their affiliate right here in Indianapolis, Indiana, so we can be about the business of gathering those women together for meetings, for symposiums, for workshops, for seminars, to talk about what is it that they need for their business to get off the ground. How can we be of assistance to them through working with the Small Business Association? There is an organization out there called Source that they do mentoring and teamwork to mentor those businesses. And you're no different just because you're a songwriter. You still need mentors. You still need to have someone to assist you. You still need to know the structure and entity of a real business. But don't just say, I'm in a different category, all I do is music. But you need a business first before you can do music, or you soon find yourself out of business if you don't structure your business properly. Now, I said all that to say that this station is going to be focusing in this month on National Women's Month, on the way that we do business, the way that we become entrepreneurs, and what is our style. Who are those people that we can spotlight that are doing a good job out there managing their business, and they're not having any financial grief from going into bankruptcy, having to pay back taxes, all those things we can learn from. Too many of our black people have gone into business to only find themselves into bankruptcy, losing everything but the shirt on their back. And we've got to steer away from that. We've got to ask for help. We've got to find the institutions like the Small Business Association who can prevent us from going into bankruptcy, who can give us a mentor, who can share their life experiences with us. And we've got to say we need help, and we've got to ask for the help, and we've got to position ourselves as strong businesses, not just solo artists, but strong businesses who have a diversification into many lines of industry. And it's not just music. For one, I am one who worked in the hospital and who believed that women can go to work with cottage home businesses through their remote training and working from their home to do all sorts of things such as file claims, process claims, become a coder, put codings on for hospital. And then during our downtime when we're not singing, we can take these contracted jobs
and we could perfect ourselves, and we have a different stream of income coming in. Sometimes the music industry is down, and you might need to have a stream of industry, something from your business. Now, if you own a consulting agency that does training and development, you can use your training and development. It's all under the same tree. And now you are just working on your streams of income where you're going to agencies working with training and development for their professional development. It's still a part of your company. You're just not doing singing for that particular 6 months. Now you're doing streams of income because you're lending your services as a bachelor's person who has a degree and is capable of doing training and development. So we must learn to diversify, and that is very vital. And you must understand that a business has to have checks and balances. You must check on your business, making sure your business taxes are, your business license are filed, your taxes are paid, and you must have somebody on that job full time watching you cannot see and making sure that you are paying a person to do a set job. It's very vital that you should understand you run a business when you say you're going into becoming an artist. That is the first order of the day. You're running a business. You're not just letting the business run on its own while it gets into distress, and then you only attend to it when it yells out, you need to check this because now you have an audit. It's important for you to understand that the people we put around us must be for you, they must be worker bees, and they must have skills. It can't just be your best friend that you like hanging around, but they're lazy, then all get out, and they don't get anything done. You cannot carry the weight of your friends, and some of your childhood friends, you're going to have to cut them loose. You're going to have to let them go, because if they're not a part of working, you cannot put food on the table if they're not doing the work. You got to support those people who can put the energy out and the work out. And I'm a workhorse. Yes, I know. And I believe in structuring and delegating and getting the job done. Don't leave it for tomorrow, and don't say we'll get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow may not ever come. You need to get to that right away, check that off your list, and have goals, short-term goals, and long-term goals, and objectives. How do you plan to strategize to get there? What are the necessary things you need to do? Stop spending money, reinvest in your business, set up a bank account, be accountable to someone. But those who are running their own business and they're sole proprietor, they're not accountable to anyone, but you must be accountable to a higher force. And that is God. You must bow down to something greater than yourself so that you can be held accountable for your actions and what you do. And you can be reproved so that you can straighten up your act and do things right and listen to someone. Be a good listener and always be willing to take some advice from someone. You might not need it right then and there, but you can put it on the shelf. When you need it, you can refer back to it. But we've got to stop these businesses from failing and going under, and we've got to be a part of structuring our business so it is structured for success. It is structured to feed everybody in the family that needs the job. You can put them to work, and they can all be a part of the family's great experience. You can give bonuses, and you might not be able to pay a whole lot of money, but you can give bonuses, and people need those bonuses when they're least expected, and they need to be a part of a community, of a team, of something that is a success. Don't let your family be turning their lip up at you and wishing ill for you because they're jealous and they can't do what you do. Make them a part of the posse. Make them a part of the team. Give them a position to hold and entrust them that they can do it well without you micromanaging over them like an iron fist. It's very important that we should understand if we do well in our communication with our family, we'll do well with all others on the outside. One of the hardest things in the world is to get along with your family and to be able to converse with them. But once you master that, you can master any form of communication outside of that business. Make your business made up of your family because there are definitely incentives to be had. There are great write-offs from hiring your family members to work with you. And you can go on vacations together, and you can have family reunions together, and you can grow together in love and stay knitted and tight. And when blood calls, always answer blood and go to blood and see what you can do because you are one entity. And look at tribal blood quantum.
try to base it on your Native American heritage, where you all are coming together and you're all prospering together. And you might have a bad egg in the bunch. Get together and suppress him and let him know you are going to act accordingly, because we are all one and we will prosper and we will do well. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that you don't have to worry about failing. Don't put failure in your vocabulary. There is no failure in God. Always put God at the height of everything you do. And let yourself know that God resides within you. So God cohabitates in men and women. You are God, little children, and you have overcome them. And always understand that you're willing to forgive and you're willing to bow a knee. And don't be so proud and high and mighty that you won't bow down before God and prosper yourself. And please God that he won't destroy you and that he will forgive you. And always confess your sins, because he's righteous. If you are righteous and just to confess your sins, he will cleanse you of all your unrighteousness, and you have a right standing, new beginnings with God, and you are always on right standing when you are able to forgive and ask God to forgive you. It's very vital that we understand we're running a corporation. We must have church within our corporation, because we can bring any one of our members and family members to their knees. We're bringing and hovering over them the will of God, and that this is the will of God, and God will this. Then you don't have to change their mind about a particular attribute or subject. They will be compelled to change their mind for God and to live their life for God in this establishment which they have exemplified. And we have a Mon 2 publishing house, which is God and you publishing together. So we don't do anything on our own except through God. And God is the one that can give promotion. He is the only one. He, she, or it is the only one that can give promotion. Business is part of the solo artist business. So let her take the business, or him take the business in his hand, and don't separate it from the artist. The artist has a job to do in creating and crafting, but the manager has a job to do in running the day-to-day oracles of the business and keeping the business structured and finding a way to grow the business and to use strategies with the media to take advantage of our streaming network, take advantage of our minis, and that's how we make it big. We become a household name, and we take our spin and put our spin on our particular brand and bring it together uniquely, only like we or you can do. When you create it from your perspective, it will never be done like that again, and only you can perfect that in your artistry and in your venue. You must understand that our desire is for the next artist to do well, too. And like I said, don't be stingy. Open up an avenue where they're hard up for work. Keep a line of business on your website, your store, your business, so that people can go there and ascertain work. And you help your brothers and sisters in their time of need and putting them onto some work. Then they'll come back and assist and aid you when your time comes. So lift up yourself. And when you lift up yourself, then you go and take somebody else's bootstraps and lift them up too. And you will prosper in business when you put God first. Put God first. And you will always, or he, she, or it, will always permeate you to do the right thing. You don't have to take a little dope. You don't have to snort a little this. You don't have to drink a little that to be able to have the courage. Let God be your backing and your courage. Too many artists rely on that next to get that encouragement. Sometimes they're stepping out and they're afraid. When you step out on God's faith, you're not alone in anything that you do. So know this, and you will prosper. Your business won't have to fold. It won't have to go in bankruptcy for mismanagement because of stupid things you might have done while under the sobriety of drinking. It's very important that you leave those things out of your life, because they don't mix well with your business. The drinking, the sipping, the smoking, none of that. That is not the good life. Trust me. It only gets you habitually stuck and stuck on stupid and not being able to walk away when you want to. The drugs will have you. The drink will have you. You won't have it.
But God is your source. Go to your source. Call upon Ori, who resides within you, within your being. Ori will carry you and help you co-create together. You're never alone with Ori. And know this. So we've got to put God in his proper perspective. I didn't say go join a church and give all your money to charitable organizations. I said set up your shrines and set up your pots in your home and make your home a happy place, because that's where you're going to find God. And make sure you have an altar that you erect to God and put your money there that you've earned and allow that money to permeate and be a manifester. See yourself drawing more money out of that venue of music or whatever you're putting together, your products, your store. Everything has to be done with God in mind. Nothing can be done outside of God. With God, there is no failure. There is no failure. There is no failure. Now go and find a place for establishing your business. Who are these women that are entrepreneurs, that are establishing their businesses, and their businesses are flourishing? You can be one of them, and you must understand that if you're on a path, you must structure that business so that it's sound, deeply rooted, and you have people running it, and it's not being avoided and sitting there stagnated. You must make running water continue to have currency and moving, just like money is a currency. You must keep changing the hands and making sure that you're building an institution with it and putting some of it away and enjoying yourself along the way. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Have a good one. Thank you so very much for being a part of this particular segment, knowing that you can enjoy yourself. So enjoy yourself in doing this.